It's been an historic moving day for a major hospital in the city of Buffalo, Women and Children's Hospital, becoming Oshai Children's. With more live, here's WBFO's Avery Schneider.
Mark, it's been a smooth process all day long for the patients and staff, and these last couple of hours are no different. That good news has been coupled with a number of historic firsts here at the Oshai Children's Hospital, from four babies being born to the first surgery and even the first Mercy flight landing on the hospital's dedicated helipad. It's clear that the community is well aware of where they need to go for care. Now, equally as important as staff and patients in today's move are the families, and Kaleida Health CEO Jody LeMayo has talked to many of those who are here to be here with their loved ones throughout the day and says emotions have run the gauntlet.
It goes from a little bit of little anxiety, right? They are moving. They're moving their loved ones to now when they come here and they see this facility and they obviously see the care and they're used to the care that they've gotten on the Bryan Street campus. They come here and the freshness, the brightness, the colors, the comfort, it's been great and I couldn't be more happier for them.
Yeah.
What was originally planned to be a 24-hour move is expected to wrap up sometime early this evening. LeMayo says extra time was built into the schedule just in case any patient cases were more difficult than expected. He says the key lesson of the day is that planning and preparation are gold to a move like this one. Reporting live from the Oshai Children's Hospital in Buffalo, Avery Schneider, WBFO News.